The people of McIntosh, Alabama, have just discovered their streets are paved with mercury. Ball fields, churchyards, even the mayor's backyard have dangerously high levels of the toxic chemical. The tiny southwest Alabama town is in the middle of a chemical plant corridor along the Mobile Tensaw Rivers, so people there are used to living near industrial sites, and even a Superfund site. But residents didn't know the town was contaminated until newspaper reporters Ben Raines and Bill Finch of the Mobile Register were tipped to a class action lawsuit involving one of the plants. Bill Finch, the environment editor at the newspaper, joins us now from Mobile. Thanks for being here, Bill.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell me, how did you find out about the mercury problem in McIntosh?
We had been realizing for several years that the area around Mobile was a hotspot for mercury pollution, and we had been exploring a lot of pathways that this mercury might be getting here. We already knew there was a Superfund site at McIntosh, and we had been writing about that last year in particular. But we got a tip from some people who were working on a class action lawsuit up there that there might be some contamination off-site in mercury that nobody had written about. So we checked it out ourselves and indeed found that there were some roads that appeared to be paved with a very unusual material, a kind of a briny gray, salty material that you could carve with a penknife that broke up and fractured very easily. And we had it tested. It contained very high levels of mercury.
So has anybody been able to say exactly where these chunks of this mercury stuff came from? You know, how long it's been there?
This is what we know. Olin Corp. operated a chlor-alkali facility. This was a famous process by which people made chlorine for many, many years. About 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they may have stopped using this. But the material that was used to make that, you ended up with a lot of waste product. And we know that a lot of that waste product is stored on their property. It's basically a salty brine resembling gypsum, and it will have some mercury contamination in it. Based on this material that's on the road, which is a salty-looking, gypsum-like material, we're trying to get the exact chemical analysis now. And the fact that it has mercury contamination in it, it is suggestive that it may come from the old manufacturing process that was used to make chlorine. We also had seen documents that indicated that some of this material that was the residue from the brine process used in these chlor-alkali plants had gone off-site onto some of these roads. So for those reasons, we felt like there could be a connection there. It seemed reasonable.
What has been Olin's response?
Olin has said that anything that went off their plant site had been deemed safe by federal and state agencies. They've also suggested that some of the material we've tested may not have actually come from their process, that we may have tested something that wasn't theirs. They also have said that they're very concerned about the community and would not do anything to harm the community.
So what are the dangers here? I mean, how is this affecting the daily lives of the people who live there? Are they keeping their kids inside? Are they worried about where they travel?
Well, mercury dangers is a very involved subject, of course, but we all sort of start out with the Mad Hatter's concept that mercury indeed affects the brain in a number of ways and the nervous system. We don't know what the health effects have been in McIntosh, though we think that there is very probable reason to believe that that they are very real. The people in McIntosh have a very interesting relationship with the companies there. And even though we have not been able to demonstrate absolutely that this material came from Olin, I think some people are very, very defensive of the company that has basically, that gives them their livelihood. There are two chemical plants in town, and that is the employment in this fairly remote part of Alabama. People are saying, gosh, you know, we kind of knew this all along. It doesn't really surprise us. But look, I'm 70 years old. I'm still alive. How do I know that it's had an effect on me? Now, there are other people in town who maybe they're less dependent on those particular kinds of jobs who seem to be very concerned about it. And some of them are participating, I think, in this class action lawsuit against Olin, and they're very concerned about the health effects.
The story raises a lot of questions. Thanks for being with us. Bill Finch is the environmental editor of the Mobile Register. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.